Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to The Beatdown. Yeah, that's right. It's me, Mike, here pretty much every week. You know, I come around, and tonight I got my buddy Charles here with me. Charles, hey. Introduce yourself.
Hi, everybody. I'm Charles. I'll be here like every week, I guess, now, too. And, you know, solid 10 o'clock, and I got a smooth trumpet in there that I definitely didn't know was a saxophone.
We were just talking about that during the intro. He called it a trumpet, and I was about to let it go.
Yeah, but then you had to make me feel like a fool.
Yeah, you know, and then
then I said saxophone, and I thought a saxophone was brass, and then I learned it was not brass.
Yeah, you got it on the third time. The saxophone's a horn, fun fact. I used to play the saxophone.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I know there's different types of saxophones. What kind of saxophone did you play?
I played alto and baritone saxophones. So I played like the normal one and then the really big heavy one.
So then you're telling me you got jacked while playing sax.
Dude, I strapped 50 pounds of random metals to my chest and marched around for marching band to play bari sax.
Well, that sounds fun.
It was terrible.
It's almost as good as like the drum line.
Oh, yeah. It was, depending on which saxophone I used that my school had, some of them were heavier than the biggest bass drums we had.
Ooh.
So it was a good time.
Nice. So do you ever get any saxophone solos?
Yeah, actually. My senior year for my jazz band, mm-hmm. we did some stuff. I honestly don't remember the name of the song that I played my solo, and I only remember the name of a couple of songs we played.
What other couple songs you played?
There was this one. You can't find them anywhere. There's no recordings of them.
Mm-hmm.
There's one called Crab Legs, and it was honestly the most fun I've ever had playing a song.
That just sounds like a really fun song.
Oh, it was amazing, but like we played it like way faster than it was written for. Every section had a solo. Like you just let people solo over top of it. And the fun thing about Barry is like even if there's only one of you, you are the loudest thing in the room. You are always the loudest. It is impossible to be quiet with those things.
But like what about a tuba?
Tuba? Oh, dude, tubas are weak.
Oh,
they were weak, dude. I showed the tubas what's boss.
Okay. I don't know. I've never played an instrument, so I played recorder, played a mean hot cross buns.
That's
good. But other than that, no. I played bass for a while. But
yeah.
I know that's a string instrument.
Yeah, it is.
I'm learning.
I'm proud of you, Charles.
Thanks, man.
If you, for like the couple of you that might listen to this, if you haven't noticed, from a little different from previous weeks. We're a little more high energy. I'm not using my creepy late night radio voice anymore.
Where's your creepy late night radio voice?
Oh, man, we're just real, real chill here. This is the voice that I used to use on this kind of show.
It's still pretty annoying. I mean, okay, yeah, you got a little low.
Got it. It was that for like an hour, which is, you know, it gets a little tiring.
Just,
but like,
you know,
there was no one else in here. I was always super tired. Now I'm well rested. I'm ready to go. And we got a real big show tonight because I have an unreleased song. This song is not out in any digital formats.
Yeah? Did you, like, steal it from someone?
No, I bought it.
From
one of my personal favorite artists, like a hip-hop artist. One of the last true DJs. It's on the rise, but he's been around for a long time. He made the theme for the hit television show Mad Men.
Mm-hmm.
He's had songs in commercials, movies, RJD2.
Okay, yeah, no, see, I saw that on your phone.
Yeah.
I think I might have heard of him. But
you probably have. Yeah. I'll play a couple of his more popular songs, like off of Ghost Rider, because they're always a good time. I love that album.
Mm-hmm.
But I have one of his 45s that he started putting out recently. Yeah. And the only way to hear these songs is on these 45s, and I'm going to be playing a little song off of his second 45 that we have going on, Fogue State.
Okay.
Or fugue, however you say it. I believe it's fugue.
Okay.
But we're gonna be getting that up. So we're just gonna be playing like a couple of more jazzy and hip hop kind of things, and we're gonna be talking about some music.
Okay.
Talking about stuff. It'll be a good time. So I'm gonna jump right in here. This is gonna be a a local guy that I know, he opened for RJD2 the first time I saw him live. I was going to show up late to this show because I really did only care about
you
RJ.
Touched the mic.
Yes, I did. No, I bumped the mic buzzing. And it's buzzy, so I'm going to fix that in a hot second. He's a Pittsburgh artist,
mm-hmm.
and he's actually really good. He does like that kind of like Brockhampton thing,
mm-hmm.
where like he like plays everything and records it and plays it on loop, but it's just him and it's a bunch of instruments, synthesizers, vocals. He does guitar live, everything. His show was really nice. I actually want to go see him open for who's he opening for? Oh, geez, he's opening for somebody.
I don't know.
Next month.
I'll find out.
I'll find out in a minute here, but we're gonna play some stuff off of one of his albums. It's still a pretty laid back thing, but it's got a little more energy off of the Flow State album. We're gonna play some good old fashioned Studio 4, so we're gonna jump right into that, and I hope you guys enjoy. We'll be right back. All right, man. What did you think? Get a little introduction to some Chalk Dinosaur.
It was solid. Quite enjoyed it. Yeah,
you liked it. I really like his Flow State album. Definitely one of my favorites. I listen to it straight through whenever I'm driving. Mm-hmm. If I'm going anywhere for a long time, that's the album I throw on. It's either that or an RJ album. That's pretty much what we're going to be listening to tonight.
Yeah.
Because we're doing a little bit of a shorter show, maybe.
All right, well, but,
there's a huge discography for both of them. RJ's been active since like 2001, I think.
Okay, cool.
Super, super long time.
I was going to say, way before it was like the thing to do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, like, I guess he got into it at like the end of hip-hop and like the start of like modern rap.
Yeah. So I was,
which is like, he still does like some, there's rap songs on like all of his albums. He'll bring in like lesser known artists and stuff, and they'll do stuff, and it's always really good.
I would figure. I mean,
unfortunately, I can't play any of it
because, I mean, of course, know, yeah,
rules.
Rules, yeah, and rules, regulations.
Yeah, but I would strongly recommend, if you're gonna listen to any album straight through, go listen to the Dead Ringer album.
Okay.
Oh my goodness, it's amazing.
Yeah, I always find with like any of these artists, it's always like their albums can be listened all the way through. Because I forget who I was listening to. It was whoever did the White Stripes remix.
Glitch Mob, yeah.
And like their album all the way through was just like, it just flowed so well.
That's the, I really like that. It's, I feel like it's, not to like demean the amount of effort that goes into it, but it's a lot easier to do that with like electronic music albums. Like you can make songs flow into each other easier. Like that's why I'm always really impressed with like rock bands and like punk bands that make songs flow together on their albums. Yeah, it's always amazing.
With those though too, I mean, you consider, you add in the vocals and they kind of get repetitive. That's why I don't buy too many like albums, because they just, they sound the same after a while.
The way to do that is with like either like storytelling albums, where like I have a band that I listen to, Tear. It's a like a Norwegian rock, so like all the songs from like that area tell stories anyways.
Yeah.
So like just translating them into English and putting them to song, like music, is it's really interesting.
But just as you were listening, you were translating in English, and I was like, man, Mike, you're real talented.
No, I do not know Norwegian or Old English. I used to be able to read Old English. I wouldn't be able to tell you what it said, but I could like speak it. Like I could read the letters. I learned how to read Old English whenever we read Beowulf in high school.
Nice.
Just because.
Well, you know, why not? If you're going to be reading it, you might as well.
Yeah.
It's like whenever they tried to make us read Shakespeare. It's like, man, I love that he has the translation of all of his words on the next page.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I did a lot of dumb stuff in high school.
Did you learn Elvish?
I did not learn Elvish. I wasn't a big Lord of the Rings fan. Not a big Lord of the Rings fan.
Yeah, I know I am. I love it. Yeah. Me and my friend would pass notes in Elvish, and that way if we ever got caught, they'd be like, what is this? And we'd be like, I don't know.
I don't know, man. Just doodles, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It's pretty much what
I never did that. I did learn how to swear at people in French.
Yeah, as everyone does.
You know, it's fun. We had, our French teacher was okay with it as long as he didn't do it too loud.
Mm-hmm.
And like, she taught us a couple of fun insults.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You insult the French audience right now?
No. I can do that.
I feel like that's the thing with like any language you learn, though. You always go straight for bad.
Straight for the insults. Straight for the curse words.
Yeah, because that's so helpful if you ever end up in that country. You know, you just start insulting everyone. They're like, oh, yeah, this guy means business.
Yeah. It's like you learn how to ask for food, find a bathroom, and how to swear.
Yeah.
And that's all you remember for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Because, I mean, honestly, I had Spanish for like 11 years of my life. I don't remember anything.
Yeah.
I remember hola. I could read it. Don't get me wrong. I could read it and translate it to myself, but translating it to somebody else.
Yeah. Actually, just this summer, I ran into, for whatever reason, Pittsburgh has a big French tourist population.
Really?
Anywhere you go, if you listen hard enough, you'll find somebody speaking French. So, like, I found myself helping these French people in the order ice cream in the neighborhood that I grew up in at this little
Italian place.
Yes, it's in Bloomfield, right off of Penn Ave, not Penn Ave, Liberty Avenue.
Okay.
And I had family in for some stuff that was going on this summer, and the people behind us like were just sitting there eating ice cream because we don't feel like walking back yet. You know, it's everybody's at the house. No one wants to be stuck in there doing whatever like the adults tell you to do.
Yeah.
You know, being told to like
heck with authority.
Yeah. Or like, you know, they'll tell you like, oh, you're back, grab me a drink.
That's fair. When you got it, because, you know, they've been there.
Yeah. So we're just sitting there and I see these people coming up and like they're getting real close to the sign and like talking real low. And I'm like, they can't read that. What's the what? And then I hear them talking and they're speaking French. And I'm like, I wonder if I remember enough to help them order ice cream off of this menu. And I did. I was just as surprised as they were that I could actually go up and have a conversation with these people.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really funny.
I'm just curious, like, did it also have pictures or was it all words?
It also had pictures, but they were like real small. And, you know, like if you're getting into like, you know, flavors like chocolate with something in it, you can't tell what's in there.
Oh, yeah,
like a little 2x2 picture.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, you're so useful. You saved them from possibly a nut allergy.
Oh, yeah. I don't think they had any allergies.
Neither do I.
I sure hope they didn't, because I told them to order like chocolate ice cream with raspberry, like raspberry in it.
Yeah, that's pretty good. So you just gave them what you liked.
No, I actually don't really. I'm not a big fan of like, a big fan of like fruit and stuff in ice cream.
Okay.
But I helped them order. It was just an interesting time seeing like other people around. The weirdest thing is like I've run into like four different families speaking French at
same place.
At what is it? Not there. What's the water park in Pittsburgh? Sandcastle.
Sandcastle. Oh, okay. Sandcastle. Yeah, that one.
Sandcastle and Kennywood. You'll run into people that are there for like. The amusements. Apparently, Kennywood's like a really big deal for like.
No, it is, yeah. For anyone outside of Pittsburgh, it's a big deal. But for all of us, we've been there for like every summer field trip.
It's like a big like roller coaster mecca. Mm-hmm. Like it's one of the places like roller coaster junkies have to go in their lifetimes, which is just weird to me because I'm like, the line's like really outside long. Outside of the racer. I don't want to get on it. And they're like, you don't want to ride the racer?
I'm like, yeah,
what's wrong with it? I was like, I've been on it since I was four.
Yeah, it's not that exciting anymore.
Yeah, it's.
Ugh, I don't know if like any lines are. I haven't gone to an amusement park in so long.
It's been. I went this summer, but like it was more just kind of like to walk around and like spend time with friends.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's usually like, why you would go anyway. Usually.
Yeah, but like we weren't like super committed to being like we gotta get on every ride and do all of these things.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because I mean, you get in line, that's just like. Ugh.
Yeah, you don't want to wait.
No, and then you decide to ride like the amusement rides, and then it's just not the best.
Yeah.
Except for rocking whatever, because that's pretty good.
Huh?
I forget what it is. It's like a rock and roll one, and it's kind of like the whip where you start to like squeeze a couple.
Music Express.
That one.
Yes, I had my fun story about the Music Express.
Like, you have your first kiss?
No.
Oh.
No, you know my roommate CJ, right?
Yeah.
CJ and my other friend Brad. Well, they're both two very large gentlemen,
mm-hmm.
and so it forces you to the outside, right?
Yeah.
Well, they both got in first.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and just crushed my tiny little 160-pound frame. Against the outside. Like, by the end, I could barely breathe.
Yeah, that's why I always made friends with small people.
Yeah, most of my friends are a lot bigger than I am, which isn't hard to do, because I've always been super small.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just mostly nobody larger than me. They were always jocks, and they wondered, like, ugh, this guy. And they always worked out, too, and I was never going to work out. That's just a lot of work.
I feel you, man. That's a... Yeah.
Yeah. So I mostly hung out with, like, small girls.
I told myself I was going to work out this semester.
Yeah, how'd that work? Everyone told themselves
that.
I
went twice.
Yeah.
I went twice, which is more than I thought I was going to go, if we were being honest.
Yeah.
Because I can only put up with causing myself great physical pain in the morning twice before classes.
Yeah, I did that yesterday. Instead of, like, going to the gym, though, just, like, I watched a lot of Iceland yesterday, pretty much, like, 8 hours. But with every commercial, I just did a couple push-ups, and now I feel like...
It's a way to do it, man. Yeah. Like, do, like, a body weight workout. That's, like, the best way to stay in shape.
Yeah.
And, like,
that, water, and pickles. Mostly because I really like pickles.
Pickles are good. But I always forget that pickles are like a good snack if you're trying to like cut down on like calories, but you still want something to eat. Because there's like no calories in pickles,
yeah,
right?
I read that and I was insane. There's a lot of sodium.
It's just cucumbers and salt.
What more could you ask for?
I know.
I would eat that
all
day.
You know what I could ask for?
What was that?
A good song to go with my pickles. And
transitions
workouts.
Are cool.
Yeah, transition. The segue. Segue. I got some a little sneak peek for the... For RJ later. Got some RJD2. This is off of his newest album. Actually, I don't think it's the newest album anymore. It's his newest solo album.
Okay.
Where, like, it's just him producing instead of him working with other people. Got it's off the Dame Fortune album.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get some Sheboygan Left in here. It was the announcement song for the album. And I fell in love with it right away.
I mean, of course.
I just absolutely love this song. So we're going to jump right in on that. And then we'll be right back.
Oh boy. We'll be right back.
man.
Yeah. So that was a solid mix for Mario right there as we talked. Yeah, it just makes me feel like Mario.
Yeah, man.
And if he wasn't involved, I might be a bit disappointed, and have a tongue tie. We all know Nintendo would sue the heck out of it.
Yeah. I mean, there's a song by Barely Alive that samples all the Smash characters.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's really good.
I feel like that's just like a sampling, though. So like, I guess it was to be a sampling, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I'm going to do. I'm making a Nintendo music from now on.
Yeah, dude. You can. The thing is, I'm really disappointed. I'm going to show exactly how much of a nerd here I am.
Uh-huh,
there was a YouTube playlist of symphonic Pokemon songs.
Wow.
It's a really good score. All of the scores for the Pokemon games are super good.
I won't not believe it. I mean, yeah. They always have just been relaxing.
Yeah, and then like
you go around tall grass. It's like, oh, there's a Pidgey. I'm not angry, even though this is my 40th Pidgey.
Yeah, but like, they all got taken down.
Oh.
All the videos got taken down. I'm so sad about it. I need to see if it's still on Spotify because the mix was also on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming those were the official releases, and the YouTube ones weren't.
Yeah, but with Spotify, they're in like recent trouble, like with copyright and stuff.
Yeah.
So they might be having those taken down too.
Yeah. So it's been a while since I've actually listened to it. I just realized this last night whenever I was going through all my old mixes.
Mm.
And I was devastated whenever I saw that they were gone.
I would be too.
I was so sad.
I guess I don't listen to much like off-brand music though. I mean, it's not off-brand, but like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, like,
yeah. And I don't go for like the scores of things.
Maybe it might have got taken down whenever they started like the tour for the, because like the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra hosted a while ago, like the Symphonic Pokemon Tour.
That's when
it might have been taken down to get people to go see the tour or to like buy the album.
Yeah, or like, yeah, because then they probably produced it and they were like, oh, now we're going to put it up and we're going to make money.
Yeah. I don't know.
The jerks.
I need to go see more shows. It's been a while since I've seen a live show.
Of like what? You mean like orchestra or
anything.
Just like in general? Oh,
anything.
Man, come on. There's always stuff out there for like $20.
I know. That's like,
that's the fact of like, how do we get there?
Yeah, it's how do we get there and like finding shows that I actually want to go to.
I find I go to any shows except for country. But those are usually what's near us because Starlake always has country.
Yeah, but like Stage AE and Mr. Smalls have stuff all the time.
Yeah. I've been to Club Zoo a couple times too. They always have good stuff.
I've never really looked at Club Zoo just because I've heard people go in there. It's like, it's dumb.
I mean, no, it's cool like whenever bands are there because it's actually just like an event center because I went for Pretty Reckless.
Okay.
Oh man, that was an intense show. Man, that's the first time I was in a wall.
You were what?
In a wall.
You were in a wall?
A wall, like the wall.
Oh, like a death. Okay. Like
death wall,
death wall, okay.
Yeah, it was something.
I can't say I've ever been in a death wall.
Yeah, I was, and there was a really burly fireman behind me. We talked about it while we were waiting in line. I was like, listen, man, I'm probably going to do this because I'm stupid. Will you be behind me? He was like, yeah, I won't let you fall. I was like, thanks.
Nice.
I'd rather be crushed than trampled.
I've been in my fair share of pits, but never been in a death wall.
It was pretty cool.
I'm sure experience. That sounds like something I would do.
Because across from me, like it was also like a very scrawny guy. So I was like, oh my God, thank you.
Thank you.
This is
like
my
you
one
guys
saving
squared up against each other.
Yeah, I was like, all right, I can do this. And I got this guy behind me. Oh yeah, this is easy.
Yeah, it's I just need to go to more shows, man.
No, right, well, you know.
I'm thinking about I'm going to Lost Lands this year.
Which is
it's Excision's music festival that he started last year. If you don't know who Excision is,
look him
up.
Get
out from under the rock, man.
I don't know who
he's been up and coming.
Okay.
Well, like if
he's been up and coming,
you know,
so get under the rock. He's just getting it from under the rock, man.
If you know dubstep, you know Excision.
Oh. Okay, cool.
If you listen to any amount of dubstep, you've heard an Excision song.
Mm.
Like Excision is like, I don't want to say entry level
because
he still goes hardcore at all of his shows. His shows are still nuts. They're not like big room house shows where you can just kind of show up and stand there.
Yeah.
Just to give like an example, last year at his EDC show, he brings his own bass speaker. He doesn't let like the venues provide his speakers because he destroys his equipment.
Yeah.
Like in this case, he caught his 40,000 watt bass speaker on fire at the end of his show.
Ah, good man. He really knows how to get a crowd going.
He really knows how to top it off, man.
Is that really the best way to end a show?
Oh, yeah, dude, totally. It's like in the middle, you have a dude in a giant Tyrannosaurus Rex costume that sprays fog out of its mouth.
All right, yeah,
and then you
cool.
catch your speakers on fire at the end.
All right.
But I'm definitely going to his festival actually at the start of next semester.
Yeah.
So I'll be disappearing.
Oh, boy.
And going you'll go to
get
die.
Lost in the woods.
Yeah.
Ba-dun-tsh.
I hate you.
Thanks, man. I'll be here all night.
Yeah. So. But, Now, Big Gigantic's going to be here. Mm-hmm. That's who I was trying to think of earlier, who Chalk Dinosaur is opening up for, along with the Floozies. I know Big Gigantic, and I know Chalk Dinosaur. Don't know who the Floozies are, but apparently they're really good.
I've heard of the Floozies, surprisingly. I've never heard of those other ones, though.
Big Gigantic has been around for a little bit. I feel like they've been around the block every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they've definitely opened for someone bigger, but I can't remember who. It might have been a couple of years ago.
I don't know.
Stage AE is a really nice venue.
Oh, dude, yes. That's my favorite place. Yeah. I've been in the club, the inside venue, and the outside venue. All exquisite shows.
I have not been on the inside.
You've never been, like, just in general? Like,
I've not. I've been on the inside, but I've never been to a show on the inside. Yeah. Night Nation was outside, the 5K that they do every year for, like, the fight against cancer.
Yeah.
That's a really good time, and it's a really, really good, like, cause to get behind. So if you want to go to, like, your first show ever, like an EDM show, it's a really good one to go to. It's family-friendly. It's all ages.
Yeah.
You run around a little bit, you dance, and they play some pretty crazy stuff. It's always a good time.
I find most concerts I go to AE, though. They're pretty family-friendly. I mean, I went to an Alice Cooper, Marilyn Manson concert, and there were a lot of kids, quite honest, like under five.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, of course, it's their parents taking them there, but yeah, still.
Yeah, that's a little
like, the
bit
venue's
much.
Nice enough to where you can be, like, you know, you can be separated from the crazies, and then, like, you can be off.
Yeah, there
own.
Is that, like, barrier between, like, the, like, quote-unquote main stage that's flat, and then, like, the grass where you can sit down and, like, relax a little bit.
I always get to the grass, like, right on the railing.
I like to be, like, right up front. I'm a huge bass zombie, so, like, I'll stand. Mm. I have to wear earplugs because I have tinnitus, but, like, I'll stand right in front of the speakers and, like, feel them shake my tiny, tiny frame.
I still feel them shake from back there. It's just fun watching the pit, too.
Oh, it's so fun.
Yeah, because, I mean, I went to a Day to Remember concert, and that was a really fun pit to watch and be in. I eventually went down.
I haven't been to a lot of big rock shows like that. Mm. I have a lot of friends that have been to... I have a friend that goes to every Metallica show that's in Pittsburgh, in Pennsylvania.
I feel like that's just expensive.
It is, but his dad's a huge Metallica fan. Like, his dad grew up with Metallica. He grew up with Metallica, all of his friends. So they go to, like, Slayer. They go to Warped Tour every year. Mm. Like, his big thing is music. Like, it's what he does with his free time. Yeah. He listens to music. So, like, for Makes him sense. Going to see, like, the band that he grew up with is, like, a really cool thing. So, like, and it's always, they put on great shows.
Mm-hmm.
Like, stage shows just get crazier and crazier every year, I feel like.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The pyrotechnics and the lights.
You got it, or else it's, like, why you're coming to live music, I guess. Even though live music itself is good, because, I mean, like, there's always, in South Park, there's free concerts, like, a lot.
North Park,
fantastic.
Too, yeah.
Yeah.
I live right by North. I can actually hear the concerts at North Park from my backyard, even though it's a couple miles away.
Yeah, I think it wasn't North Park, it was South Park, but I saw Lit there, and they were pretty great. Yeah. Oh,
that's awesome.
Yeah, right? It was
was just at North Park this summer?
I don't know.
Someone really famous that I should remember.
There's a lot of, like, famous blues people that always go.
It might have been it was like a kind of like blues country thing. It might have been,
you got this.
Maybe I don't remember, and it's killing me because I sat in my backyard and I listened to them because I was not trying to get there and park.
Nah, that's fair. Yeah, parking does suck.
It would have been really bad. I think it was one of the few, like, pay to park shows that they had. That's how, like, they charge people. They're not like, you can just walk in if you can find somewhere else to park.
Yeah, that's how they do the South Park ones. Yeah. Just walk in if you can find somewhere to park.
Yeah, but, like, they'll charge people to park in, like, on the grass and stuff.
Yeah.
It's always a good time. But, dude, I'm really excited. We're going to play this RJD2 album. Just one song per side, 45s.
It's going to be pretty...
This is the first 45 I've ever purchased in my entire life. That's actually a lie because...
Okay, well, way to lie to everybody.
It was still this album. It was still these two songs, but I had the package sitting on my desk in the newsroom, and someone threw it away. So I had to buy it again.
Well, I mean, then technically this is still your first 45 you bought because it's the same one.
It's the same one, but it's not the first 45 I bought.
Some guy dug it out of the trash and is now listening to it on his record player.
But we're gonna jump right into it. I hope this turntable doesn't, like, pop and crack too much, but it probably will.
I mean,
I don't know the last time it was maintenance or anything.
Probably never.
And also, I don't have, like, a like an insert that you're supposed to put in the middle. So I just kind of got to line the 45 up for what's generally the middle.
Okay, that's cool.
I already tested it, so it should at least play.
All right, well, I mean, as long as it plays, you know, they might skip like three lines, but whatever.
Yeah, we're gonna jump right in right now with a fugue state.
Ooh.
Unreleased song by RJD2, and I keep looking away from the microphone. I suck.
No, it's cool. It's fine. I'm gonna fill it in because your arm's length is just so long.
All right, man.
Yeah. Dude,
I know it's a little weird, but I just love
Yeah.
Love that side of the album.
I love that side too. Like I said, it made me think of space. And I don't know if you know this about me, but I love space.
I did not know that you loved space, dude, Charles. That's
cool. Like, if you ask me questions.
Star Cape?
What? No. God, if you start to ask me, like, questions about space, have no clue with, like, the concept of space, I love. Like, the eternal ether of just, like, darkness and, like, stars is just so cool.
It's nit that. I was never big, like, a big space kid.
Mm.
Like, I had, like, you know, like, every kid ends up getting a telescope at some point in life. Like,
I never got a telescope. My parents bought one and just left it in my room. It's still there to this day. It's not my telescope. It just takes up space. And then they complain to me that my room's dirty, which, I mean, it is, but the telescope takes up a lot of space.
Yeah. Like, it just, everything's so cool, man. Mm-hmm. I love music. Mm-hmm. I've brought that up a bunch of times. Like, I love how music makes you feel like a certain way depending on what you listen to.
Yeah.
Even like our buddy Trevor tweets out song lyrics every once in a while. I'm like, what is this and how do I get it tattooed on myself?
Wow. All right. Yeah. He's going to like be that guy, just kind of like scripture just all across except just song lyrics.
Yeah. Okay. Pretty much. I'm like one of the dudes that's like got Bible quotes tattooed all over himself. Mm.
Just tons of song lyrics.
Yeah. Just song lyrics, man.
Just come back and you'll be like a zebra.
Yeah.
Yeah, my buddy, he got a, what was it, a 21 Pilots tattoo. It was, sometimes to stay alive, you got to blow your mind. He got that in the shape of a gun on his forearm, which was so smart on his part. And then he got, like, the little logo in there. It was his, like, second tattoo. So it was a cool concept.
Okay, yeah. Like,
how to, like, shape the lyrics and everything. But you have a gun on your forearm now.
Honestly, I've heard of worse tattoos.
I mean, I've seen of worse too. Yeah. I mean, for what he's doing, it doesn't matter anymore. Because he's a truck driver. So really,
I feel like
it doesn't
matter a whole lot anymore having tattoos.
Not
nearly as much as it used
to. Not for what we do, but like he was initially like a business person.
Yeah.
So that would have kind of boned him.
Yeah, but like even then, like just wear like long sleeve shirts until you have a job, and then it's like, oh. You have tattoos, and we see them every once in a while.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just for business negotiations. Either way, I finally decided on my first one.
What are you gonna get?
My God, I don't know where I'm gonna get it, but it's gonna be an Aperture logo. But I'm gonna keep it empty.
Okay.
And the six most important people in my life are gonna like design each like portion of it.
Oh, that's sweet. Oh, that's a really good idea.
Yeah. I don't know like where I'm gonna get it though, because I feel like it's gonna be big. Like enough, but I can't. I don't feel like I should get like the whole back, but only like a shoulder. But then it's like limits the space.
Yeah,
but still,
I feel like a shoulder is a good place to get it. I'm gonna get one on my shoulder eventually, but you know, gotta handle that back knee.
Yeah,
because I'm still like a prepubescent.
Yeah, boy. I gotta deal with that too. That's why I kind of want to get one on my chest. But in February, actually, I forget where it is, but they're doing like a 2 for $100 deal. Huh. Like you buy one $100 tattoo, and then you get a second one free.
That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, for a $100 tattoo, that's a pretty decent size.
That's actually good to know because my family's weird. I have a weird dynamic with my family, and I'm planning on taking my grandmother has a tattoo she wants to get.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother's in like her 60s, and I'm actually gonna call her soon and be like, "Hey, you want to go get a tattoo with me?"
Yeah, man. Yeah, whatever.
You know, I gotta. It's about time. You know, now that I have my first, I'm like, I might as well just go for it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for. I'm just going to get the outline because I assume the outline's going to be like, I'm going to get it big enough, but it's not going to cost that much because it's just a couple lines.
Yeah, and it won't take long at all to get that done.
Yeah,
and then you get it filled in as you go. That's like you got kind of like a Jack P thing going on,
mm-hmm.
Jack Patillo, where like
he gets Tetris pieces.
Tetris blocks.
Yeah, so I'm going to get that. And then eventually, I have a bunch of other ones planned too. I'm happy though, I decided not to get my nerd sleeve because initially this was going
to
be all nerd stuff. And I was like, I don't know how it's going to flow together. So I'm going to have an arm open. So that's what I'm happy about. I'm still going to get my whole geometric stuff on my left arm.
That's
though.
Nice.
Yeah, I do. I love geometric tattoos.
Stuff. Yeah. Whenever they're done really good, they look really good.
Yeah. And they have a lot of space for Keller, which I love Keller. So.
Keller.
Yeah.
Keller.
Hue. Shut up. Man. Gonna get a bunch of different hues right here. Yeah.
Get the hue menu from Photoshop tattooed onto your arm.
Exactly. Yeah.
With your favorite hex code in the text box.
88FFFF. It's pretty good hex code. I think that's which one is that? 88FFFF is like a nice blue, and then
it's a
FFFF88 is a nice yellow.
Yeah, and FFFF is just.
I don't know what FFFF is.
I think it's like a flat blue.
Okay.
I think like a normal
like
dark
blue. Teal.
No, not like a light blue. It's on. It's like towards the darker.
Yeah, the FFFF is, but the 88's like a nice teal.
It's a nice. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, the 88 adds.
And for the few that don't know, hex code is like the computer code for what color you're using, and it goes what 0 through 9, A through F.
Dude, you're asking the wrong guy. You're a coder, not me. Or you know code. I don't.
Yeah, you use it in HTML to pick colors in Photoshop and like color correcting. Yeah.
Yeah, because I was going to say, what was it? Scratchy is the one I said, but you guys are like making fun of me because like, oh, that's what kids learn.
Oh, Scratch, yeah.
Scratch, yeah. I was like, all right, Scratch for fine, guys, just back off.
We're like, oh, let's use Python, and like I have to like learn COBOL and stuff for my enterprise class, and you're like, yeah, I know Scratch.
I don't know Scratch. I was like, Scratch is solid, and then Lawford was all like, oh, no, Python looks pretty cool, and Python was cool. Isn't that the one you made music with?
Yeah, Python's cool because you can add, it has high level executions in it, and you can add more. So like you can do, it's a super powerful language that's also really easy to learn. Like a lot of stuff that you use every day is actually written in Python, which is a fun time.
I never knew.
Almost as much as Java. Python's actually older than Java, which I didn't know until I looked it up, because I could have sworn that Python was
new
to fix to what fix was Java. Wrong with Java. But nope, Python's older.
Python's
from like 92 and Python's from 96?
Python's from 92 and Python's from 96.
Java's from 96. Right. Shut up, Charles. I don't need your sass.
Hey, man, you were making fun of the way I said Keller, all right?
Yeah.
At least I try, all right?
Yeah, you do try.
And I love it. I love the concept and the definition of said word. That's all that matters. I didn't notice how many like different coding languages.
Coding that. Oh my God, there's so many. And like people always ask, like whenever they want to learn, like, oh, what's the best coding language? There is no
one
best language.
They all help each other, fix each other.
Yep.
Yeah.
And like it's hard to explain because like each language does something different and in a better fashion. Like one language might not be as powerful, but it's faster.
Yeah.
That's why databases and like mainframes use COBOL because it's 70 years old.
Yeah.
But it runs fast, like that. Yeah. But like Java, oh my goodness, is Java slow. Java is so slow.
That's why you always need the Java plugins.
Even with the plugins, it's so slow. It takes comparative, like it doesn't seem that slow whenever like you have a good internet connection.
Yeah, no,
like,
but
it seems like it loads pretty quick, but comparatively to what your computer can process, oh my goodness, Java just eats up resources.
You know, that's why I stick with good old fashioned whatever's the default. And I don't code. I used to do was like copy and paste like coding like cool tricks into like WordPad and save them as BRB files. I forget what it was called. But you saved it as a certain file and that did like things. But I got in trouble in high school because I did that. Some girl was like, hey, put it into mine. Because I think it was like a matrix falling thing, like effect. And she was like, oh, put that into my like H drive. I was like, all right, cool. I'll put it in your H drive. I put it in your H drive. She got a virus somehow. I got blamed for it. It's the only time I've ever almost been like suspended for a reason.
See, you never give anything computer wise to other people in a school thing, because whenever they mess something up, they'll blame it on you.
Yeah. I mean, I only got my laptop taken away for 3 days, so it wasn't terrible.
You had laptops in school?
Yeah. City High gave us free laptops. Wow. And if we graduated, we got to keep them. It was fun. It was a Lenovo L4200.
So we got iPads that we had to give back at the end. We had iPads for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
iPad minis. And it was just not good.
Yeah.
It was so bad. Hate Apple.
Yeah,
I hate Apple with a passion.
Yeah, no, it's terrible. God, I was getting like, what was it, convinced to buy Apple because I have a photography class. I'm the only person who is a PC person, and everyone else is like, oh yeah, the Mac works so well.
No, it doesn't. Mac is terrible.
It works fine. I'll give it to them. They take the best pieces of a PC and put them together. That's why it works so well. But a PC, you can always upgrade.
Yeah, PC.
Like, as a laptop, I'll give it, Mac is a pretty good laptop. Expense-wise,
way too expensive, way overpriced.
But it works well. The only thing I don't like about them is...
Debatable.
Like I said, the only thing I like about them is because you can't fix it yourself. Yeah. You have to take it somewhere all the time.
There's a whole YouTube channel dedicated to a guy that just hates Apple because they make it so you can't fix it yourself. So he teaches people how to fix them themselves.
Yeah, I mean...
And it's dumb. It's super complicated. Each of the videos is like an hour long just to change out like the RAM and a new Apple computer, which is something you can do in a PC in 30 seconds.
Yeah, you just...
If you know how to do it.
Snap it out and snap
it
in.
Yeah, just... It's like, building a PC is like working with Legos.
Yeah.
Can electrocute you.
Well, but that's the point. It's definitely just like a puzzle, though. Once you know where everything goes, it's like, all right.
It's easy. You just got to make sure you got to wear your anti-static stuff and just plug parts in and have fun.
Oh, yeah. See, I didn't wear anti-static stuff. We were working on a carpet. Nothing happened.
Yeah, pushing your luck there.
Hey, man. You know, my dad took a lot of volts from cars whenever he worked on those, so I figure PCs and advanced
car battery. Oh, it's not so much electrocuting you at that point. It's frying your equipment.
But it wasn't my equipment, so...
You didn't care. Yeah.
No. And he has made two PCs since. He has one for solely editing and then one for solely gaming.
What does your dad do?
My dad?
Yeah.
Well, this is my friend that I made PCs for.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my dad's a car detailer.
Yeah.
That's why he was playing with batteries.
Yeah, that's what my dad does, body work on cars.
Mm.
It's a little common connection there.
Oh, boy.
Share a little stuff. But you know what about time it is? We're getting towards the end of the show, and I haven't done one of my favorite sections. We're going to talk about some uplifting news, because, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It seems like everything's so down in the world today if you look at it on the surface. But whenever you look deep down, stuff's going pretty good.
Yeah.
Around a lot of places. Like, cool.
So we're not.
Like in India.
Oh.
Where they achieved a 20 gigawatt cumulative solar capacity.
That's pretty rad.
So they grabbed 20 gigawatts, which is a lot of power.
Mm-hmm.
That's
I don't know. How
and that's a milestone they had for 4 years from now, the year 2020. And they achieved it this year. So that's pretty crazy, man.
Get wrecked, future India.
Yeah, dude. Like, we already did what you wanted to have done.
Yeah.
Joke's on you.
Ha-ha-ha.
India's an up-and-coming nation, man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what? They have, like, a third of the world's population?
That's China.
Never mind.
They got a lot, yeah.
I thought India just passed China in population.
I didn't think they did.
Hmm.
I think they're on the path, too, though, because, like, China's birth rate has gone down.
Yeah, because they're like, again, hey, no more kids.
Yeah. But, like, India's is still up. But, like, good on India for getting all that, like, solar power.
Yeah. They're smart.
They
know how to be sustainable. They're like, hey, we'll ruin the earth with a bunch of people, but we'll get solar power working.
You know what else is good, man?
What?
Super Bowl coming up this weekend, but there's something more important than the Super Bowl on Sunday.
Please.
Do you know what it is, Charles?
I want you to be right. I don't want to be wrong either.
The Puppy Bowl
is
coming up.
Yes, it is.
It's the Puppy Bowl coming
up.
That is
so cute.
Oh, my goodness. And this year, they're all going to be rescued from, like, disaster regions. So, like, all the hurricanes and stuff that happen, they're all going to be rescue dogs. Because, like, all the dogs from the Puppy Bowls are, like, available for adoption every year.
Yeah. So you want to adopt the MVP, clearly.
Yeah. Or you want to get the underdog. man, I'm terrible. I'm sorry, guys. Leave. But yeah, man. And last thing, this is really big for me because you know that I love nature. I'm all about, like, national parks and stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
but Chile is creating 5 national parks over 10 million acres of national parks opening up in Chile.
That's a lot of acreage.
Yeah, dude. South America is such a beautiful place. The Americas are a beautiful place to see nature.
Yeah.
Like, people always say, like, oh, like, go to Europe for, like, the history and the buildings. But if you want to see real history, like, natural history, travel the Americas, man.
It's because we haven't been around as long. We couldn't destroy as much.
Yeah, we haven't taken up as much. And also, we're not on islands.
Yeah, that's also
peninsulas.
True.
All of Europe is just a peninsula.
Yeah.
Whenever you think about it.
I mean, all of America is just completely
technically
waterlocked
now.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So is every continent.
Yeah, exactly.
But, like, I'm all about like nature preserves. That's, like, my big dream is, like, once I retire, instead of just, like, sitting around my house and doing nothing.
Yeah.
It's, like, save enough money to, like, go and, like, photograph national parks and stuff.
Why don't you just do that from the beginning?
Because this is, I like expensive things.
That's fair. Right? At least you're upfront about it.
I like expensive things. I want to have a nice car. That's my idea. Like, save up enough money to buy a cool car. Buy, like, a nice vintage Mustang. It'll be fun to drive, but it won't be good to drive.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. Get some good old-fashioned non-power steering carbureted V6 American action. Ooh. Not V6, V8, but you know what I mean.
Ooh, yeah. All the power. Yeah,
but, like, just tour around the national parks and maybe go, like, other places. Go up to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Go down to South America. Huh?
All in this Mustang?
Yeah, Mustang. Actually, my dream car is a Plymouth Barracuda.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I've heard of Barracuda. I don't know what the Plymouth looks like.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait, isn't the Plymouth the car brand?
Plymouth is the car brand.
God darn it, I sounded stupid. I've heard of Plymouth. I don't know the model Barracuda.
They're really nice. They look like old Chargers and Mustangs.
Okay.
Because, you know, like, they're kind of based off the same thing, but, like, they're nice cars.
Of course.
I love the old Plymouths.
Yeah. I'm not much of a car person, but yeah, I can appreciate the beauty of a car.
Yeah. Like, the art styling. You're an artistic guy, you know? Yeah. So, you can appreciate, like, the body detailing and stuff. Yeah.
That's nice. Yeah. Some cars are just really pretty.
Yeah, man. Got to get that Pagani Huayra. New supercar.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
It's crazy, dude.
Supercars, I don't see the point of.
Nuts.
Yeah.
No. Oh, yeah. I would never buy one, especially not in Pennsylvania.
There's nowhere to
so
do
low.
It.
Yeah, dude. There's no tracks.
No.
It's
no,
but, no. Like, you can.
Let me speed up this hill in, like, 70th yeah, just, gear. Like,
fly right under the guardrail and into a lake.
Yeah.
Or, like, a river.
Yeah. And once you're in the river, you ain't coming back until 3 months later.
But, you know, we're getting towards the end of the show, so I feel like we should close it out with one last song. I'm going to be pulling up. Charles, thank you so much for joining me. You going to be coming back, bud?
Yeah.
It's nice to have somebody to talk to, because to be honest, it's dumb, but it's hard to just play music the whole time.
No, it is, yeah, because you don't want to, because then why aren't they just listening to their MP3?
Yeah, right? Just listen to, but now you got us to, got us to talk to, and as always, we're going to close it with some goodbyes. Thank you so much for listening. Tune in next week. We might be playing the other side of that album. We're moving more towards like an EDM and hip hop kind of thing. We're gonna be a little bit less chill.
Slowly getting heavier and heavier. By the end,
we're gonna be playing bangers, and we're gonna be moshing in the newsroom. And you're always welcome to come join us if you're tuned in. Yeah. Swing on down right outside of Patrick Henry. But this is our goodbye for tonight. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you tune in again next week.
Toodles. Thank you.